The publication of Essie Hinton's The Outsiders in 1967 ushered in the modern age of young adult fiction. What better than a book about teenagers, written by a teenager, for teenage readers? Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick has a few new titles to add to the YA canon. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Whether the gateway drug was The Hunger Games, The Fault in Our Stars, or The Perks of Being a Wallflower, many of us not-so-young adults have developed the guilty pleasure of reading books meant for kids in high school or even middle school. The first two we're talking about today are recommended for ages 12 and up. They just never realized how far up might go. The writer is Natalie Standiford, who's the junior version of Anne Tyler, placing her novels in deliciously detailed Baltimore and Roland Park settings, though she now lives in New York. How to Say Goodbye in Robot stars a girl named Bee whose dad has just taken a job at Hopkins, so she has to start her senior year at a private school where the other kids have known each other since they were three. The school is a made-up place called Canton, but everything about it will seem quite familiar if you've had any experience with certain North Baltimore educational institutions. Standiford has fun moving reality just a bit off-center, putting a made-up drugstore in a very real strip mall on Roland Avenue, giving the kids a class project on John Waters. Her newcomer heroine makes friends at school with an outsider named Jonah, who gets her hooked on a local late-night talk radio show that has a circle of quirky regular callers. He also enlists her in his search to find his missing twin brother, who supposedly died in the car accident that killed their mom. But maybe not. Confessions of the Sullivan Sisters is set in a lofty part of the upper crust, featuring a matriarch they call Almighty, who lives in a house known as Gilded Elms. One Christmas, Almighty threatens to disinherit her entire family. "One of you has offended me deeply," she explains, "and unless that person comes forward with a confession by New Year's, the whole fortune is going to charity." The remainder of the book consists of the letters submitted by sisters Nori, Jane, and Sassy. One of them is dating a much older boy she met in a speed reading class instead of the lax bro her family has picked out for her. One is keeping a blog called MyEvilFamily.com, which gets written up in the Baltimore Sun. And the third is pretty sure she killed the gardener. Also fun for young and old is I'm Not Missing by Carrie Fountain, a debut novel from a very good poet. Setting is just as important here as in the Standiford books, but this one is a getaway rather than home sweet home, off to Las Cruces, New Mexico, with all the adobe enchiladas and desert skies you could ask for. The heroine is half Anglo, half Latina, but her mother ran off and joined a cult, so she's been raised by her dad, who is, in his own words, the whitest man on Earth, a scientist who works for NASA. Her best friend is a girl named Sid, whose mother has also disappeared, and her true love is a boy who stood her up last year on their prom date. All the kids in this book are super smart, deciding between Ivy League and state schools, and it must be intended for at least 14-year-olds because they have sex.
The books are How to Say Goodbye in Robot and Confessions of the Sullivan Sisters by Natalie Standiford and I'm Not Missing by Carrie Fountain. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick. Thank you.